Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
So, Sean Patrick Maloney, we've been having these conversations on the telephone every once in a while. How do we know that the NSA isn't listening to us?
Well, I hope somebody's listening to WAMC. You guys do a great job. And maybe the NSA would learn something if they did. You know, I think what you're referring to is the controversy over whether we have the right balance in our spying agencies, and there's some reason to be concerned.
It turns out that some of our greatest allies, Ms. Merkel, others, we are now hearing that these people had their phones tapped. Argentina, others. How does that help the United States?
Well, you know, look, I think you'd have to, I'm not sure one size fits all on that. I think that it's been normal operating procedure for a long time, you know, with other countries, with our country, to keep tabs on folks in other governments, even some that are generally favorable to us. But there are some countries, and Germany is one of them, where we should have standalone agreements just pledging not to do it because we have a tight enough, a positive enough relationship where it's not necessary, it undermines all the good work we do together. And so I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that they seem to be indiscriminate in terms of who they were really going after. It's one thing to be trying to understand what the Iranians are doing, or even governments that are sometimes our friends and sometimes our adversaries, like China. But it is another altogether to be engaged in systematic spying on our closest allies, and we should be a lot more thoughtful about that.
But how would you like to have, you know, some other government, you know, listening to your conversations or any other congressman?
I wouldn't. I sure wouldn't. But I think the issue is, you know, we have people in our government, in the National Security Agency, in the CIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and elsewhere, whose job it is to keep us safe and whose job it is to keep our country the strongest, most prosperous country on the planet, and gathering information is a critical part of that.
Merkel, I mean, you know.
Well, I disagreed with you on Angela Merkel, but I think that I would be careful about throwing the baby with the bathwater out on this. I think the fact of the matter is that what I'm more interested in is here's what I care about. I don't want the federal government reading people's emails or listening in on their phone calls without a warrant, period, full stop. So if you're an American citizen, you should not have to worry, because the Constitution tells you shouldn't have to worry, about being spied on by your own government, the content of your emails, the content of your phone calls, and the like. You know, these data collection efforts, it starts to get a little more murky when they're trying to collect repositories of data that then, under court order, they can search later if they need to. There, we've got to have more transparency on these secret courts. We need to know what they're ruling and why. There needs to be better, more active oversight of that. I think we classify too much on the process side. I think it would be fine if the American people knew that there was a court reviewing in secret, you know, the spying activities of the agencies we pay for as taxpayers. So I think we can trust the people a little bit more, because I think part of the problem here is this stuff comes as a surprise and everybody thinks the worst. Everybody gets all worried about it. And I understand that. You know, we need more transparency.
Should I assume, Sean Patrick Maloney, should I assume, as the head of this radio station, that somebody's listening to my private conversations? I worked for a congressman years and years and years ago who used to yell into the phone, "Take that, J. Edgar Hoover. I hope you're listening." So,
well, I think those days are behind us. But no, I think that right now the American people should know that it is not legal for the government to listen into your phone calls or read your emails. What is going on is that under a court order, the certain agencies of the government, particularly the National Security Agency, they're gathering large amounts of what they call metadata, which is the information on, you know, numbers called, phone calls received, duration, date, that sort of thing. No content. And the reason they gather that is because they like to be able to know when they identify a suspect according to very specific criteria, you know, what the network is of connections. And this, we know from our history, that this has foiled dozens of potential plots. It also would have been very, very important in things like the Boston Marathon bombing or things like 9/11. And so it's an effective tool, but man, we got to get it right, because if you're going to gather all this information and collect all the all the innocent people's info with the bad people's info, there have to be real protections set up by our courts to keep the government, you know, at bay. And so it's one of those times in our history where we have to reset that balance, because the technology has been changing so fast that there's a lot of new challenges for us.
So who does the resetting?
Well, I think it's the job of the Congress, and it's the job of the court that then receives an application from a classified agency that says we want to do X, Y, and Z. And the court has to say, well, that's legal or not under the law that Congress passed. You know, we need to, but I think those things shouldn't always happen in secret. Part of the problem is that those court rulings and that oversight gets done itself in secret. And so it's very hard for people to judge whether we're getting it right or not.
You know,
and that's some of what we've been debating about recently.
You know,
so I'd like to see more openness in the way the courts oversee our national security gathering. That would be a reform I would make tomorrow.
You know, Sean, it seems to me that virtually every dictator in history has said to his people or her people, we will protect you. Our main job is to protect you from bad people. Believe me, Adolf Hitler did it. So,
right.
And you say it's up to the Congress to do it. I don't trust a lot of these guys to do this. On the contrary, something bad happens, they're gonna worry about somebody pointing a finger at them and saying you could have been doing more.
Right. Look, democracy is all we got, Alan. And
yep.
One of the reasons in our earlier in our conversations, I've said, you know, the American people got to stop sending people to Washington who are playing political games and who aren't serious. You know, I deal with a lot of good people in Congress, but there's a lot of folks that are there playing politics and who are not representing their constituents. It's why we need better congressional districts and less money in politics. At the end of the day, Congress has to get this right, and the courts then have to interpret it, and we all got to know what's going on and be able to check up on it. The threats to us, our country, are real. Unfortunately, there are people out there who are dedicated to killing us. We are still at war. There are still very active terrorist mm-hmm. networks that have the capacity in an era of weapons of mass destruction and of cyber attacks and of other ways that we can that large numbers of civilians can be hurt or killed, that we have to be vigilant. And it brings with it real challenges to our constitutional liberties and our freedoms. That's the same struggle we've had throughout our history, whether it was World War II or the Civil War. We have constantly had mm-hmm. to balance, guarding against the threats to our safety and to our country with the threats to our Constitution and our values. And here we are again. And all I can tell you is like you, I wish there were more thoughtful people in Washington worrying about it.
There's only 2 minutes left, but you said something before that I hope I can believe, not because I distrust you, but because I know I hear this all the time, and that is that we have somehow averted disasters because of this. Are you relatively sure of that?
Yeah, look, I think sometimes it gets overstated, but it is a fact that something like 54 specific plots or nascent plots have been investigated or stopped. It's hard to say, you know, what would have come of all those and what would have happened. I mean, after all, if someone in the summer of 2000 had broken up the ring of hijackers on 9/11,
yep.
it would have been a story, but we never would have fully appreciated mm-hmm. the catastrophe that was avoided. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I remember when the Clinton administration, I think it was, that they foiled an attempt to bomb the Lincoln Tunnel. And you know, at the time it was, well, you know, that was an interesting bit of law enforcement, and thank God they did. But nobody could really appreciate what it might have meant to have a catastrophe mm. like that strike. So I don't know the answer to the question, Alan. All I can tell you is that we know that these terrorist networks are very interested in mass casualty events. We know that they're interested in acquiring, dirty bombs and weapons of mass destruction, weaponized nerve agents and biological agents and poisoning water systems. We know this because we've seen the planning and the communications in captured documents and in people we've interrogated. So I don't want to be cavalier about the threats to our country, but I am dead serious like you that we're not so scared that we forget what we're fighting for, and what we're fighting for is to be free and to make the Constitution mean something in terms of our individual liberties and our freedoms. And I don't know how to do that except to go to work every day and try to get the balance right. And that's what I'm committed to.
Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District, in office since 2013. Sean, I really appreciate your thoughtfulness, your ability to handle these difficult questions, and I hope you'll keep coming back.
All right. Thank you, Alan. It's always a pleasure.